With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today is a day jurors expected to begin deliberations in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Lengthy closing arguments came yesterday. They were delivered by the prosecution and the defense. Today, Judge Juan Merchan will give final instructions to the jury ahead of deliberations. Parts of Texas and Oklahoma bracing for the possibility of more powerful storms.
Another burst of severe weather ripped the roofs off homes, uprooted trees, and flooded streets in parts of Texas on Tuesday. A 16-year-old boy was killed at a construction site while working on a home that collapsed. Forecaster David Roth of the Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, says for especially Texas, the concern is potentially several more days of rain. Flooding and damage in Houston has come just weeks after widespread storms associated with rapidly moving rain showers and thunderstorms that have left at least 8 people dead and knocked out electricity to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House not planning any policy changes following an Israeli airstrike that killed dozens of civilians in Gaza.
The Biden administration condemns the loss of civilian life in the city of Rafah over the weekend, but National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel did not violate President Biden's red line.
Everything that we can see tells us that they are not moving in a major ground operation in population centers in the center of Rafah.
Israel's prime minister described the deadly airstrike as a tragic mishap. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Sweden plans to send $1.25 billion worth of military aid to Ukraine, its largest donation so far. It includes air defense, artillery ammunition, and armored vehicles. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 239. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention is coming to Indianapolis.
The country's largest Protestant denomination will hold its annual summer convention June 9th through the 12th in the state capitol. The theme of this year's event is One Mind, One Voice, based on Romans 15, verses 5 and 6. The SBC continues to see gradual decline in overall membership, as most denominations are, but involvement by individuals in their local churches is actually intensifying in the denomination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Washington has revoked a Christian couple's foster care license because they reject transgenderism. Shane and Jennifer DeGrosse are suing the state's Department of Children, Youth, and Families, for which they served as foster parents from 2013 to 2022. The trouble began when the agency announced that all foster parents would have to help children in their care live as the opposite sex if they so desire. This is SRN News. An iconic figure in women's golf is retiring before her 30th birthday, although she has played the game for a very long time.
Lexi Thompson is retiring from full-time competition on the LPGA Tour at age 29. Thompson announced her decision Tuesday ahead of the U.S. Women's Open. She is playing the Women's Open for the 18th time, despite still being in her 20s. Thompson has won 15 times on the LPGA Tour, but has only one major title at the Kraft Nabisco Championship. She set records for youngest to qualify for the U.S. Women's Open at age 12 and youngest LPGA winner at age 16. Both records have since been broken.
I'm Geffen Kulbach.
Novak Djokovic launching his bid for a 25th Grand Slam title with a first-round win at the French Open, trying to become the first player ever to claim 25 Grand Slam singles trophies. More details, SRNnews.com.